Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Syme. Normally, you're going to hear a 100-word story by all its lonesome, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have this weekly challenge. I post the topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds so fun, doesn't it? Well, then why didn't you do it? The fun is ours, not yours. Haha. Planet Z chose the topic for this week, and it was tangent. I guess we're going to find out what people think of tangents. Although, come on, we all know that it's Bush's fault and the oil companies, and I need to get back to my diet. Oh God, I need to do the litter box. Oh, never mind. Are you ready? Well, let's find out who won last week so we can see who goes first. And let's see. Oh, it's Ellison. 10 votes. He pulled it out at the last minute. Caleb was giving him a run for his money, but it's Ellison. Congratulations, Ellison, and happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Everybody sing along. Not. This is a magical bridge, not a musical one. And so, let us hear Ellison's story.
Hello, this is Ellison, welcoming you to Weekly Challenge number 77 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of this week's challenge is Tangent, and here's my story. Marvin was notorious for his short attention span, but the sun-bronzed tough in front of him at the checkout had firmly captured his interest, and not in a good way. The George Hamilton look-alike had crammed himself into the express lane with well more than the mandated 10 items or less, and Marvin, cashier of the month, was steamed. For once, instead of suffering in silence, he let Mr. Hawaiian Tropic have it. His invective-filled tirade went on for 10 minutes, causing its target to slink away shamefaced, ashen. Years later, the bag boys reminisced. Remember when Marvin went off on that tangent? This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. Okay, let's see. Hold on. Oh, they don't have an online order form. I was going to go to greenbankfarm.com on Whidbey Island. They have this great, the wines, the Loganberry dessert wine. Oh, my God. I'm going to get a few bottles of that and just start giving those out. How's that? Forget the magnets. Just going to give out bottles of wine. Yeah, ship those through the mail. And the pies. Oh, the pies. Anyway, I'm going to be calling them up on Monday. Let's see. June to September. Oh, no. Open 7 days a week all year round. Oh, no. Oh, October to April. Oh, whew. It's only 11 to 4, which... Oh, they're open Saturday. Oh, good. All right. I'm going to give them a call. Okay, well, there you go, Ellison, for your birthday. I'm going to get you some dessert wine. There. Congratulations. Okay. Well, I'm off on a tangent again. Here we go. Where's the script? Thank you, Ellison. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast, whatever they sent me for a link. Do we have any rookies this week? No. Time for the veterans. These people just keep coming back for more. Week in, week out. Let's hear what Guy David of GuyDavid.com, he does the music. Listen in the background. Okay, wait, I don't use the music for this part. Well, here we go with Guy David of GuyDavid.com.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy, and if you go to my podcast, Night Guy, at nightguy.podshow.com, you'll be able to listen to a collection of my 100-word stories. And next week I'll be releasing another collection. So what are you waiting for? And now for today's story. I would give anything to hear the sound of a tangent stroking a string. My cell is dark. Light doesn't like the company of the likes of me. I used to be a prodigy, a master of the clavichord. Now I'm just a shadow locked in a cell. They called her Baby-Faced Angel. It happened during one of my blackouts. I don't remember a thing. They say they found one of her hands down the alley, still clutching the strings of my old guitar, same guitar I'm loosening the string of right now. See you on the other side.
Thank you, Guy David. Ooh, that was scary. What do you think? What do you think about that one, huh? You can check out more from Guy David at GuyDavid.com. Electronica, all sorts of... Night Guy. Next up is Tom of Footnote. Oh, this is going to be a weird one. You can check out Tom at footnote.libsyn.com and right here.
Hello, Night People. This is Tom from The Footnote. If you're an Orson Welles fan, check out this week's 8 Things show at footnote.libsyn.com or click on the link in Lawrence's voting machine. I don't get any votes anymore. Oh, sour grapes. But we have entered into triple digits at Short Attention Span Poetry. Over 300 shows for your dining and dancing pleasure. That's half as many as Adam Curry, but he sucks. On to this evening's story, Off on a Tangent. Program already in progress. The podcaster found himself walking in the clouds. He was still clutching a deep-fried burrito. The last thing he remembers was a Houston bus. Now he's standing next to the pearly gates. I think there's a mistake here, said the podcaster. St. Peter looked up and said, You're right. You're supposed to be on the River Styx with William Burroughs. He grabbed the burrito and handed him an apple. On arriving in Shell, Burroughs yelled, William Tell! And shot the podcaster. Reappearing in heaven, St. Peter shook his head, muttering, Damn tangent, handed him a banana.
Actually, the first thing that I expect to hear in the afterlife is, Wipe your feet! Not sure why. Thank you, Tom. I love when people kill me in their stories. You can check out more at footnote.libsyn.com. He has half as many episodes of that one thing and as Adam Curry, who has half as many episodes as we do here. And we have half as many episodes as, well, nobody, because we have the most episodes of any podcast out there in the universe. The universe. Okay, next up is Paul. Paul came back. He was a rookie before, and now he's a veteran. Pretty soon he'll be an old fart, like me. Let's hear what Paul has to say. Give us the story.
This is Paul with a better mic and my second 100-word story, Tangent. And I ain't got no stinking URL. I notice a line touching a circle. What's the word? I work with words day after day. Sometimes I hate work. Well, I don't really hate anything or anyone. Hate's easy, but it takes strength of character to forgive. I used to design characters and fonts for some of the first digital printers. Though you have to wonder if everything in life isn't really digital when it all boils down to it. Boiling ideas down helps me concentrate on the concepts. And when I concentrate hard enough, I can see my progression of thought. 9 thoughts. 9 tangents. That's the word.
Yeah!
And by the way, that's a better mic. I agree. You did great. See, Paul? You just start once. You come back. You keep coming back. You keep on. Soon, it's going to be a weekly challenge 100, and he's going to be going,
oh, yeah, I got a story for that.
Come on. Join in. Join in the fun. And get yourself a URL, even if it's playboy.com or some MySpace page or what. Throw something up there. Maybe even a Twitter page. Hi, I'm Paul. Hey, I'm eating. Hey, I'm going to the bathroom. Hey, I'm back from the bathroom. Oops, forgot to wash my hands. Oh, hey, hi. Yeah, that's what Twitter's all about. It's fun. I'm at twitter.com .. I've been in this internet stuff for, what, 20 years? It feels like it. I invented the internet. Forget Al Gore. I invented it. It was just an accident, really. I was trying to bake a pie. Next up is Mike from Mike Thinks. He's back! Yay! Hi, Mike. Here we go. Mike from Mike Thinks at MikeThinks.com. The link's up in the show notes. Here we go.
Hi, this is Mike from the Mike Thinks News Podcast with my entry into the 100 Word Stories Contest, Tangents. When you're done here, be sure to head over to MikeThinks.com and check out the news you missed. There is just something incredibly annoying about those individuals who find themselves monologuing, completely oblivious to distracting tangents, unwilling, even unable to maintain their focus. When referring to focus, of course, you think of photographs. Here, however, pictures of grandma, no matter how sentimental, have no bearing. And yes, we love grandma, but her house smells funny. Don't expect to laugh, though. This isn't Carrot Top funny. This is Who Ate a Dusty Burrito funny. That's rank. So let's rank staying on subject a little higher and try to stop obfuscating issues, instead using trenchant verbiage that keeps tangents to a minimum.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. I know you missed him last week, but he was just outside playing. He's here right now. Want to say hi? Want to say hi, buddy? Nardo. You want to meow? He doesn't want to meow. Don't you want to meow? Don't you want to say hi to everyone? Nardo. Come on. Want to say something? Just gets up on his back feet and puts his front big fat feet on the rail of the chair. I just pet him. He's such a good boy. Yes, you are. You're my buddy. Yeah. What you doing this weekend? Gonna go skiing? No? Ski reports aren't that good? You don't want to go skiing? No?
Okay, Nardo doesn't want to go skiing. Okay. Next up is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club, blacktiemartiniclub.com. I'm trying to get this out real quick so that he can go shopping. He can't go shopping unless he has this. And you know how it is with the radio show is now at 11, so I gotta get this, I gotta wake up early, get this out. Oh, now he meows. Let's hear Caleb.
The tangents tangents about the Plantagenets with a height of relevance on the subject of elephants. But once back on track, we knew he was whacked when he told us that elephants sleep on their backs with their tails in the air and nary a care because they fear the night's air on their large derrieres. He said the morn's dew makes the elephants poo, and that thrice in this poo he had lost his left shoe. But I don't think that poos could have made him lose shoes. It must have been booze. Man, this lecture's a snooze.
Cool. Thank you, Caleb. You can check him out at Caleb, Caleb.com. No, BlackTimeMartiniClub.com. Sorry. Nardo's just knocking things around. Now he's rubbing against a big cardboard box I have that's full of Astros bobbleheads. Season's over, folks. I told you, when the season began, they were screwed. Guess what? Season ended, they were screwed. Well, this one's got Roy Oswalt and the bulldozer. Funny. Yeah, you won't be getting any farm equipment anytime soon with this gang of fools. All right. Well, one guy left. Yeah, it was all guys this week. Liana didn't show. Didn't want to hang out with the boys. And here's why. Let's see what Planet Z has to say.
My little Laplace Lolita. You can count on Susie Rickenbacker to always get off on a tangent. No, really. She has a thing for trigonometry. Her eyes roll back. Her hand slowly goes under her desk. When the bell rings, she gets up, smooths her skirt, gathers her notes, and walks out that door with a little wobble to her step. She sits on her sweater, so the seat's never damp. She's going to be a senior this year. AP Physics, AP Calculus. May need a little extra tutoring, her advisor says. Tutoring. That's what we'll call it.
That's just sick. And that's all we have today. A whole bunch of stories on tangent. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting.
The voting?
Yeah, that takes place on the website podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, this week, this week, this week. The winner will go first next week, choose the story for the week, the topic for the week after. Sorry, I'm just trying to get this out. Radio shows on at 11 now, kprcradio.com, the big 950, Michael Garfield, High Tech Texan. I just sneak into the studio and go, hey, how you doing? And they take some 3 hours to call the cops. Refrigerator magnets. I've got a bunch of addresses and Sunday. I keep saying I'm going to do it Sunday. I do the wood behind them. I'm going to do this. Go to the site, subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. You already do that. You already have this in iTunes or Podcast Ready or wherever. I should put the buttons on the top and the big nav bar and just all those freaking links. Whatever. Music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Folks, if you've got a podcast, you want his music in the beginning and end. Pod Mafia. Guy David stuff. Folks, call him up. Drop him a line. Say hey. Hey, hey. Hey, everybody. You know, that kind of thing. Thank you, Nardo. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. Podcast Hall concert series. Slender and Rutabaga, Grace Buford. You can check her out at Grace. Just look up Grace Buford, B-U-F-O-R-D, on Google. You'll find her music there. Her stuff is downloadable at secondtunes.com. Good stuff. Check out, what was that song? Don't Recognize the Girl. The live version that's towards the end of the list. Oh my god. I'd play it here, but, kind of in a rush to get out the door to do this, radio thing. So, thank you again for listening. And, Nardo, don't bite my elbow. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.